Welcome to the Father's Vineyard Audio Podcast. Here is today's message.
Well, are you ready for the Word of God? Well, welcome the man of God, your associate pastor. Last week he had a message prepared, and the Spirit of God moved on him, and he just went another direction, and it was so powerful. I really appreciated his word last week, and it ministered to me. It ministered to a lot of people, but I asked him. I said, "That wasn't what you had prepared, was it?" He said, "No." And I said, "I could tell." I said, "Yeah, it was by the Spirit of God." And I said, "Which was great." And I said, "What did you have prepared?" And I don't know if you're going to preach on this, what you told me or not, are you? You don't know?
I don't remember what I told you.
You don't remember what you... I'll just let you...
It was about faith, yeah.
It was like building.
Yeah.
Preparing.
Yeah.
For...
Storm.
Building with the storm in mind. Mm-hmm. Building with the storm in mind. Mm-hmm. I'm ready to hear that, aren't you? So I told him, I said, "Well, you're not done. You got the pulpit for next week as well." So I wanted to hear that. So welcome, your associate pastor.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We just thank God for being here this morning. Thank God for our pastor. Just want to give you an update. How many remember J.D. McFarlane? Okay. You know, Mr. J.D. has graduated from this life. Yeah. But he was ready, and he was wanting to go home. He was 86 years old, and he told us, he said, "Well, John, I'm ready to go." He said, "When he come, I'm ready." So they wanted to do a lot of chemo and different stuff with him, and he refused everything because he was ready. He said, "I've had a good long life, and I enjoy each day." And he said, "I'm ready to go home." And I talked to his daughter this morning by text, and she said that they were looking at Wednesday for the service, but everything is not complete yet. So we will try to keep you update what's going on and maybe send out a phone tree if it's Wednesday. We just don't know exactly what time it's going to be. So just keep your ears open, and we'll try to get to you the message about the time that it's going to be. It will be here, but I just don't know the time yet. Everything is not complete, okay? So just pray for the family, and Miss Betty. I don't see her today. She's usually here, but... just continue to pray for her, because I know that, her and Mr. J.D. has been married and grown old together. So I hate to use the word old, but mature together. Is that a better word? But anyway, just pray for them, okay? Amen. So how are you doing this morning? Some doing good, some doing great. Amen. Did somebody say, "How are you doing?" I am doing wonderful. Thank you for asking. Amen. I want to talk to you this morning. I've been studying on faith, and I know I shared with Pastor Terry about the message of building with the storm in mind. But I think the Lord has taken me another way again. I just hate to put my messages out there for some reason. And the Lord just, you ain't going to do that yet. But anyway, we will tie it all in, hopefully. But what I want to talk to you about this morning is now faith. Now faith. Hebrews 11 says, now faith is the things what? The substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things what? Another word for that word evidence is conviction. A conviction of the truth, when we would use the word conviction, many a times we think of sin, but this word conviction here means a truth that you have received that you are so convinced that it's already taken place. How many know that's what faith is all about? Faith is believing the unseen. Faith is not a lot of things that we put on faith. We said name it, claim it by faith. We said, that's mine by faith. But faith is by what the word has said. See, Romans 10 And I'd ask these guys to put the scriptures up there, but it says, now faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. See, when you begin to, and I'm going to tie this in this morning, but many a times when we have faith, I mean, you know, it's easy to have faith when things are going well. When things are really, that was a song that came out, I think, was by the McCain, is God on the mountain, is still God in the valley. You know, sometimes, you know, when we're on the mountain, we think, hey, I just got super faith. But when we go in the valley, our confession changes. Yeah. But see, the same God that's on the mountaintop is the same God in the valley. But what we have to do is understand by faith what God has said, it is impossible for him to renege on it. We got to be so convinced that what God has said, I don't care what nobody else says, I can bank on what God has just told me. That's how convinced that we need, this conviction needs to be on the inside of us. Okay? And then Romans 10, verse 17, it says, so faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Okay? Now, listen at this. Could you put the New American Standard on there? I know you got the King James, but the New American Standard. I want to show you something here that caught my attention. If you could just flash that up there for me. What is the difference of the New American and what the New King James just said? The Word of Christ. See, the Word of Christ. What does Christ mean? The Anointed One. In other words, the anointed word of Christ. When we hear the anointed word of Christ, things begin to what? Change. Well, what's the difference in the word of God and the word of Christ? Do you not know that God gave all his authority and all his power to Christ? And that's what Jesus said. He went about doing good. You know, he went about doing the will of the Father. Why? Because the Father had delegated the authority to him. And so what Jesus went about doing, he was teaching the word of God and he was teaching the word of the kingdom. And what Jesus was really doing, he was establishing the new covenant. And what he was doing was he was teaching us how to live out of the new creation. Jesus did not operate under the old order of the flesh, so to speak. In other words, he wasn't doing the rituals and all the things, even though he fulfilled the old covenant. But how did he fulfill the old covenant? By what he did was, he filled it up to the place to where he lived out everything that the laws and the prophet had talked about. He fulfilled all that for the purpose of you and I being able to be free, not only just for sin, but to have a relationship with God himself. And what he did was that when he came down, that when he began to go to the cross, before he went to the cross, what Jesus was doing was setting their examples for you and I. You say, well, what do you mean by that? What Jesus was really doing is showing us how to live the Christ-like life. He wasn't trying to prove anything to the law. He wasn't trying to prove anything to the prophet. He was being the very thing that they had spoke about. And that's where you and I got to get to the place to where we begin to speak what God has said to us. We begin to say the same thing. Now, let me slow down. I think I'm going a little too fast here. I'm trying to get it out all at once, but let me try to slow down, okay? Okay. Listen at this. Go with me to Hebrews 4. Because what we got to understand, church, is it all right if I come down to y'all? You got to understand something. That what Jesus did on the cross, don't take it lightly. Don't forget about it. Because what he did on the cross have set the stage for you and I to live victorious over every sin that try to penetrate or come to try to put us into bondage. Anything that's trying to put you into bondage, Christ have died for it so that you could be free. So that you can walk in that freedom. Not just be free in church, but in everyday life, on your job with the bad boss, the good, the bad, the ugly. He died so that you could have victorious over those things. that you're just not a natural person walking in a plant, but you are a person that have been destined by God to be a light in a dark world. And in that company that you step in, you are the light of the world. But see, what the enemy want to do is keep us into old belief patterns to where we begin to react instead of respond. And what Jesus wants us to do is to begin to build on the truth of God's word. Yes. Yes. We got to begin to build on the word of God. Say, slow down, John. You're going to get there, okay? Listen to me. Your belief, what you believe, watch this. What you believe is what you really would do. Whether it's good, bad, and the ugly. Well, I just believe can't nothing good come out of Molesbury. That's what I was talking about. You know, man, but see, I got to change my belief system. And that's what Jesus was doing. When he preached the kingdom, what the kingdom is about, it's the government of God. It is the spirit of God. It is God's way of doing things. And that's why the Pharisees and the Sadducees, you know, couldn't accept Jesus, because he was doing something entirely different than what they were used to. So when you and I begin to do things that people are not used to, it ain't that they get mad at us, they just don't understand us. And when you don't understand somebody, how many know there's a degree of fear? Hello. See, but we have to change our belief system. And that's what Jesus is wanting to do. When Jesus came to the earth, he said, repent and believe the gospel, amen, and believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. When he said repent, what he's saying is turn, amen, turn and change the way you think about things here. Because what I'm about to release to you is the kingdom of God. Yes. It's God's way of doing things. It's not John's way. It's not your way. It's not the religious church way, but it's God's way. And God's way is this. I want to get to man. I want to get to my creation. And the way he get to us is through Christ. Why? It is the blood of Jesus that was shed for every one of us that we could be saved from our sin. Amen. And how many know he just didn't shed his blood for the forgiveness of sin, but he shed his blood for our deliverance. That's why Paul said this. He said, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation. Now, the word salvation there is sozo, but what Paul is saying, that you have the ability of God through the power of God and the word of God. The word of God contains the power of God. He upholds all things by the power of his word. One word from him can change your entire life. One word, one drop of his blood can change your life for eternity. But what happens is this. The change takes place, but we don't change our belief system. And we're pulled back into an old system. What we call old wineskins. And Jesus said, well, he come, if you don't take on the new wineskin, that old wineskin just gonna keep on busting open. It won't contain the Spirit of God. But you are a new wineskin, and he's pouring his Spirit in you. But we got to begin to understand it is a faith walk. Jesus said this, he said, they that hear these sayings of mine will build their house upon a rock. Watch it. Is that what he said? No. Back it up. He said, they that hear these sayings of mine and do them, I will like him unto a wise man which he builds his house upon the rock. And who is the rock? It's the revelation of Jesus Christ. Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades or hell will not prevail against it. They can't stop it. But the word of God teaches us that my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Therefore, when they reject knowledge, guess what? God rejected them. That's Old Testament. But now God is saying, I'm going to make it so plain, it ain't going to be the neighbor or the brother or the sister. Now everybody going to get to know me for who I am. So now it's a personal walk. You can't say, well, my daddy. Nope. He took away that. He nailed it to the cross. Every excuse has been exposed. And Jesus has said, every lie, there is a truth. But what we choose to do is build our house as the foolish man. See, Jesus said, you build your house on the rock by doing what I said. Now, the first thing people want to say is, well, there he go with all that, do this and don't do that. No, I'm not telling you to do anything but do what God said do. I'm not trying to get you to be like me. You know why? Because I still got some growing to do. There's still some faults here. Who, you? Yes, me. And you. He said, it's a good work, but he's going to be working on us even to the day of Christ. But what we have to understand, church, is this. Your faith cannot excel your knowledge in God. Your faith will not excel your knowledge in God. What do you mean, preacher, here? Otherwise, if your knowledge is not increasing and growing in Christ, your faith is not going to be able to trust and believe God. Can I use y'all this beautiful cup right here? See, it's so nice, so sweet. You know. Uh-oh, Pastor, what are you going to say, John? You know, the other week we was in a Bible study, and he heard Miss Brenda. And everybody was in there, you know, and he said, now I heard my name. And everybody else was wondering, what is he talking about? But you know what he said? I heard Brenda's voice. How long y'all been together? Uh-oh.
We've been married 50. We've been together 53.
You like, man, okay, we've been married 41, but we've been together. Yeah, right. See, now, 53, and through those years, he's learned to distinguish the voice of Miss Brenda. Right?
Yep.
See, it takes time. See, I have a problem with people say, you know, and I don't repeat it, I think I said it last Sunday, I can hear from God just like anybody else. You know, what God are you hearing from? See, Jesus did say, my sheep hear my voice. But do you not know, let's just bring a balance to that, okay? Let me just share. When we got some Bible readers in here, remember when Samuel thought he was hearing the voice of God? But did you know when you read that, he went to who? Eli, and said, did you call? Eli said, no, go on back and go to sleep, son. God called him again. Hey, Eli, did you call me? I heard. See, what was God doing? See, God used the authority that was over him to speak into him. And when he heard God speaking, it was just like his leader speaking. See, and whether you realize it or not, God has the same order today. Yes, you can hear from God, but here is your leader is to confirm what God is saying. Is that to say, well, God don't speak to me? Not unless he speak to the pastor. I'm not saying that, but what God want to do is confirm you through his leadership. Not that he can't speak to you, but what happens here is the development of teaching and preaching the word of God will establish you on the foundation of the truth. And instead of you hearing many voices and not being able to distinguish which voice is speaking here is, we have a leader to distinguish for you and say, that ain't God.
Yes.
Well, who he is to think to tell me that ain't God? Because it don't line up with the book. And that's what leaders do. God said, I'm going to give you leaders that will teach you knowledge, that will teach you wisdom, that will teach you about the kingdom. It ain't always just the pastor, but it's who the pastor has did what? Release to teach. That's why we don't need many teachers if we don't know them. Amen. Why? Because we don't want just anything going into the sheep. But we got people nowadays saying that they're trying to do away with the fivefold ministry and go to the place where I can do it all. No, if you can do it all, why did he choose five? It's for your perfection. It's for your maturity. And this is what Jesus is, I want to share with you this morning, that your faith has to be developed. You got saved by faith. And guess what? You're going to have to journey on by faith. See, we got to get out of the mental ascent. We got to get, see, do you realize that there are two faiths? You can have faith in what you see, or you can have faith in what you don't see. Remember Jesus told, when Jesus appeared to the house, he came in the house, just come in and said, peace be unto you. And they seen Jesus that day, but Thomas wasn't there. So they told Thomas, we unseen the Lord. And Thomas said, I ain't believing that. I ain't gonna believe it, not unless I can see the print in his hand and touch his side and see the print in his feet. And guess what? Jesus is so cool, he said, let me appear again. So this time, Thomas was in the house, and he went right to Thomas. I mean, why would he just go to Thomas? He had a word of knowledge going on here. Now, Thomas, look at my hand. Look at my feet. Come on, go ahead and touch that side right there. What you got there, Thomas? Thomas said, my God, my Lord, it's the Lord. And Jesus looked at him and didn't say, well done, buddy. No. Jesus said, you only believe because you see, but blessed are those that have not seen and yet believe. That word blessed, what it really means is, blessed are those that are satisfied with me. Bless those that are satisfied with me. And that's why when you read the Beatitudes, when he says, blessed are they that hungry, he ain't just wanting to lay hands on you. What he's saying is, you are fortunate and you are blessed because you're hungering after me.
Yes.
You are thirsting after me. And guess what? You shall be filled.
Yes.
See, the kingdom is about being filled with the characteristics of who God is. The Holy Spirit has already been poured out. Do you realize on the day of Pentecost, it was poured out? He's loose now. All you got to do is begin to enter in by faith and begin to say, God, I know what your word said and I believe it, and that settles it. I'm not waiting on a thrill. I'm not waiting on a feeling. I'm stepping into it now, God. Why? Because I believe. Amen. And that's what faith is. The noun faith, it gives substance. But what we have to understand, there's a verb tense of the word faith, which it means to believe. See, and when we have faith and we believe, that's when we begin to speak. But we're trying to speak without believing. We're trying to speak without even knowing. That's what Jesus said. You will know the truth, and the truth will what? It will make you free. But let's back up. Jesus said to those disciples that believed in him, he said, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. And you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. But see, we get a little touch, and we're ready to go out. But see, we got to continue. See, it ain't to the one that starts, it's the one that endureth. See, hard times are going to come for all of us. This is why we got to build with the storm in mind. I don't know when it's going to come. I don't know how it's going to come. But he said it's going to come. That's why Jesus said these words. He said, they that hear these sayings of mine and doeth them will be like a man which build his house upon the rock. The flood came, the wind blow, the storms came, but it did not tear the house down. Why? Because it was founded upon the rock, which is Jesus Christ. Do you realize there is no other foundation that can be laid which the apostles and the prophets have already laid for us, and Jesus Christ himself being the chief and the cornerstone of that building. We build on him, amen, and we align ourselves with him. Why? Because those are the things that will withstand any storm that will come your way. It's not how much you attend church. People think, well, you know, they told us go to church on Sunday, go on Wednesday, go on Thursday, go on Friday. I mean, you know, just wore us out, just going to church, amen. Didn't even have time to soak in God, didn't have time to pray to God. Just go to church, go to church, go to church. I mean, we just going to church. On the weekend, going to sing, amen. How many know, we just going. And I couldn't tell you one thing about about being justified. You know why? Because I was following the church system. I was following the system of religion. I was following the tradition. They was handing down what had been handed down to them, but it was not the truth. And that's why we got to understand, church, we need to appreciate leadership that will study the Word of God. People like Sister Martha, like Terry Wilson, like Russell Sellers, these guys, like all these women that are seeking God's face, like Mary Higgin, getting ready to teach on warfare and worship. You know, that will spend time in the Word and dig for truth, amen? Not trying to give you a cookie cutter, do it like I do it, amen? But she's going to give you the truth of the Word of God, that when the storm comes, you'll be able to stand. We got more Christians that are falling because they say, I just don't feel saved no more, Pastor. I just don't feel the excitement no more. You know why you don't feel the excitement? Because you quit seeking his face. You ain't been in the presence of God. Because the Bible said, in his presence, there's fullness of joy and pleasures forevermore. You cannot get in the presence of God and remain the same. You cannot do it. I'm telling you, there is no way when you get in the presence of God and you say, well, it ain't nothing to this. Honey, let me tell you something. He'll wake you up in the wee nights of the morning and you'll be up thinking to yourself, what has happened to me? There's a peace that's come over me. There's a joy that's on the inside of me. Why? Because you've been in the presence of God. Don't try to manufacture it, because you can't. You say, well, Miss Brenda, can I borrow your glasses there? You say, well, you know, these Miss Brenda's glasses, so I'm going to put them on, and the anointing just going to get all over me. No, it don't work that way. See, she's been in the presence for God for Miss Brenda. Now, she can give you some wisdom how to come out. But guess what? You're going to have to get in the presence of God. Amen. For that peace and that joy and the things that God said that he is freely giving us. Do you realize we're not even scratching the surface of what God has prepared for us? You know why that little word prepared makes us put it off to the future?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But the mansion that he was preparing is you. There are many dimensions in you that God want to fill. That's why we're moving from faith to faith, from glory to glory. Amen. From faith to faith, from glory to glory. We're moving from glory to glory. Why? Because it's the appearance of him. The glory is not over yonder hubbling anymore. It's on the inside of you through Christ. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. But we're building with the storm in mind. Let's go a little further here. He said, he that hears these sayings of mine, I will like him unto a foolish man, which built his house on the sand. When the storms came, guess what happened? It swept the house away. Why? Because it wasn't on a foundation. Do you know the foundation of God standeth sure? And I'm telling you, it is exciting. I mean, I get just so happy just being in his presence, knowing that I can build on the truth and I ain't got to imitate nobody else. I glean from other people, but guess what? I have my personal relationship with God. I know where to go when the storm comes. I know where to go when there's no flour in the cabinet. I know where to go when it seems like I ain't got enough funds. I still can trust him. I still can trust him. But we're living in a time, church, that people are losing their confidence and trust in God because they really don't know him. I'm sorry to tell you. You can be in church shouting, having a good time, and still miss God. You don't get to know him in the shout. You get to know him on your face. You get to know him in the word of God. You get to know him in being taught the word of God. Positioning yourself to hear from God. You got to build with the storm. And the storm is coming. Are you ready for it? See, he didn't tell us that just so we go have a picnic around it. He told us that so that we would prepare.
Yes, he did.
Just like he told Noah.
Yeah.
Just imagine now. Ain't never rained. Ain't no thunder clouds never came up. But here you are telling me, Noah is gonna rain. Build me an ark. And as Noah building an ark, he letting the people know, it's gonna rain. And they looking at Noah, who is that crazy preacher down there talking about it's going to rain? Do he realize it ain't never rained before? But by faith, he heard from God and he obeyed God. See, that's what faith is about. See, and when you obey God in the little things, he said, look, I entrust you with greater things. But you can't be faithful over this little thing. God said, I'm not going to entrust you with greater things. What we think is we try to analyze it through our mind. We filter it through our mind and say, well, she's a good lady. You know, she's such a doll, yeah. You know, she get a pass. And God said, not with me. It's free, but it ain't cheap. It's gonna cost you something. That's why Jesus said, narrow is the way that lead to life. And few there be that find it. But broad is the way that leads to destruction. See, saints, well, we have to understand it is a narrow way. You can't have Jesus one day and then something else the next day. I got him today, but I got to do this. No, uh-uh. He said, you got to do what? Forsake all. You got to deny yourself. Let me tell you something. It ain't the devil that's crossing you up. Y'all blame him for everything. It ain't him. Get you a mirror and I'll show you where he's at. It's me. It's me. Not Ernestine, it's me. When I realized, John, you're your own hindrance. Come out of that old belief system and begin to renew yourself with this new system. Because in this new system, son, it's not about you scribing, but it's about you thriving. See, he want to lift you up. See, them old belief system want to keep you all miserable and depressed and sad, busted and disgusted. You know, I can't make it. Every time I put one foot forward, I go back two. Amen. But let me tell you something. Don't put one forward. Just keep on going when you put it forward. Don't just set it down and plant it there. Keep moving.
Yes. Don't spin your wheels.
Well, it didn't work today.
Yeah.
That's all right. He created the world in 6 days.
Yes. All right.
Keep moving.
Keep
See, he said continue.
Yes.
Keep going. If you're going to build your house with the storm, you got to keep going. Yes, we're going to have some difficult days. Yes, we're going to have disappointment. Yes, we're going to have some letdowns. But guess what? He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will be with you. I almost said, who that trying to be against me? Trying to be against me, trying to stop me. What's wrong with you? Because Jesus said, if God be for me, who could be against me? See, now with God being for me, I can't have John's agenda. I got to have his. See, I got to properly align myself with kingdom principles, kingdom life. And I got to see myself as what the king said I am. That's why the Bible says that our confession, we have a great high priest, which has passed through the heavens, Jesus Christ, our king. And we align ourselves with the king. And we confess. See, that word confession. Let me read this. I got to get ready. Did I ever read y'all my scripture? Yeah. Ha! Pastor, I did it. Let's go to Hebrews. I just want you to catch this. I'm going to read this. Somebody say, hurry up, then. Okay, I'm hurrying. Lordy. Okay, Hebrews says, chapter 4, therefore let us fear least while a promise remain of entering his rest. Any one of you should seem to come what? Short of it. For indeed we have had good news preached to us, just as they also. But the word they heard did not profit them because it was not united. One translation said it was not mixed with faith in those who heard it. See, and what we have to understand is when I hear the word of God, the word is to do what? To be believed. See, and the word hear that, what it really means is when you say you hear it, it means you grasp it and you're going to do it. Now watch this. Look at 2 Corinthians 5. You say, now man, you done preached all this word. Now you're going to the Bible. Hot dog. What do you think about that? It'll be all right. It's going to come together for you. I got to get my scriptures together here. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 And verse 13, notice it said the word did not profit them, not being united with faith. Now, look, watch what Paul says here in chapter. He's talking about how that the devil would blind the minds of those, lest the glorious gospel be revealed to them. But notice in verse 13, he says, but having the same spirit of faith. That faith that Paul is talking about is not salvation faith, but is confident faith. And what the truth have said to you, according to what is written, I believe, and therefore I shout. I believe, and therefore I what? Spoke, or I speak. Okay? We also believe, and therefore we also what? We speak. So it's the spirit of faith. See, faith is not mentally assenting. In other words, I believe it when I see it. I got to touch it. You go to them and they say, I believe all the word of God, but you fail to apply it. That's mental assenting. That's what Thomas did. Thomas said, I'll do it if I see it. See, and that's the way we operated before we got born again. We were operating by our five senses, what we felt, what we see, you know, what we were taught, you know, but what we seen, we believed it. What we felt, we believe it. But when you come over here into the kingdom, you ain't gonna feel it sometime. You're just gonna know it. You're gonna believe it. And see, you say, well, I don't wanna say something that ain't happened. The prophets did. The prophets did. What do you mean, the prophets? They said that would be a virgin. And she's going to have a son. He said there's going to be a dry root come out of the ground. There's going to be somebody beat for your healing. There's going to be some blood shed for your salvation. They said all these things. But were they called liars? No. Why? They were prophesying. And when you begin to say what the words say about you, you're prophesying. I am fearfully and wonderfully made by God. I'm the apple of his eye. Amen? See, it's nothing wrong with that. That's your confession. Confess what the words say about you. That's the way you build your house. I hear what God is saying, and I'm repeating what God said. When they seen Jesus coming on the water, they looked out and they said, Lord, if that's you, bid me come. Everybody in the boat could have got up and came on that word, come. Everybody could have. But it wasn't but one that was willing to say, I'm getting out of the boat, boys. Lord, if that's you, bid me come. He said, come. Now, people say Peter walked on the water. It was the word come that came out of the mouth of Jesus to Peter. And see, God is sending his word out. The Bible said he sent his word to heal us. He sent his word to save us. He sent his word to deliver us. He sent his word to help us. All we got to do is believe what the words say. See, but we're waiting for some type of filling. Guess what? You might not never get it. Then what? You're going to be stuck the rest of your life when you can step out on faith and then you'll begin to feel something. You say, what do you mean? When you step out on faith, you ain't felt nothing, ain't nobody around you, and all of a sudden somebody come and bless you real good. And hot, I started to say hot diggity dog, but I went ahead and said it anyway. But you gotta understand something. You don't begin to just say, oh, bless the Lord. You know, you like that woman on War Room. Oh, yes, devil. We kick your butt today, devil. Glory to God, devil. Why? Because now evidence. I've been believing this. I've been trusting you for this, Lord. And you're a good God. And now when you hear the word, he's a good God, you don't just hear the words, but you say, oh, yes, he's good. Oh, yes, he is. Amen? Why? Because you experience the life and the provision of God. And this is what the world is longing for, to experience God. And here you and I are, that we can experience God. We can experience him. The next time you feel like you're getting ready to say, you know, I'm just about to be depressed, start thinking on good things. I'm not making light of depression, but you got to understand something, honey. We're in a war. And it ain't no Sunday school war. It is a life war. The devil know that he can't stop you, but he can always remind you of your past. And you bite in on that past and you say, yeah, that was me. No, you need to say, yeah, you're right, devil. But guess what? Let me tell you the rest of the story. I'm a new creature in Christ. I'm a new species now. I'm not the liar I used to be. I'm not the thief I used to be. I'm not the drug dealer I used to be. I'm a son or a daughter of God. Bless God. About to preach myself, happy. But do you hear me? Faith. We got to build with the storm in mind. See, don't worry about it. You're saying, but I don't feel it. What have this said to you? See, we got all these promises. And let me tell you something. I'm getting ready. I'm closing. But I got to tell you this while I'm closing, okay? Give the angels and Holy Spirit something to work with. See, the angels are waiting on you to pronounce the word. And when you start speaking the word, the angels get happy and they say, yes, yes, they getting it now. Calm down, boys, calm down. Let me go. I want this word to come to pass. Why? Because they're pronouncing the word of God, and I must hasten the word of God. My Jesus. They say, keep speaking the word. You know, and that's why the Hebrew boys, they confused a whole, they was in Babylon, amen, and they was just as free as they was when they was in Jerusalem, because they knew their God. And the Bible said, they that know their God should do exploits, should demonstrate the power of God. Look at your neighbor and say, are you born again? What did they say? Okay, because you are born again, guess what? You have the ability of God. You said, now that's false teaching. No, that's the truth. He didn't put his power in you and told you to go do something that he's not backing. What he asks you to do, he's going to empower you to do it. Yes. It's a gift. Yes. Grace is a gift. Faith is a gift. All these gifts. And that's why Paul said, you have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. You just got to grow up and say, that's mine, Daddy, thank you. Because he freely gives you all things. Find you a promise, whatever situation you're in right now. I don't care what you're in. Find a promise in the word of God that God has said about what you're going through, and begin to worship God around that promise and watch what Daddy God do. Amen? God bless you. Amen? Hallelujah. All the glory goes to him. Amen. All the glory goes to him. All the glory belongs to him. Say, we're just here to reflect him. Amen. And we just want the king to stand up and say, that's my girl. That's my boy. Amen. Hallelujah. Is there anyone here that's not saved today? Anybody here that's not saved? See, we want to get you connected with Jesus Christ so that you can enjoy the rest of God, the provision of God. God blesses the righteous as the unrighteous, but the abundant life belongs to his believers. And it's yours. Amen? Okay. Nobody need to be saved. How many here got a problem that you need to be solved? Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Okay, stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. I got a problem that needs to be solved. Stand to your feet. Okay. First of all, what did God say? He said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. Amen? He said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God who giveth freely. Amen? Father, you see everyone that's standing today. And God, you said in your word, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Believe in God, believe also in him. And let me tell you something. Holy Spirit, we just ask you to begin to assist your people. You said in the word that you will begin to comfort. You will begin to bring revelation. You will bring wisdom. You will remind us of righteousness. So, Holy Spirit, we cast all these cares upon you. You are a big God. And, Lord, we know that you see every need that's being represented right now. And, Lord, we thank you for testimonies coming out of what you're going to do. In Jesus' name. Lift burdens off of them. God, set the ones that feel like they're in bondage. We pray in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, right now, Father, by the power of Jesus Christ, we break that off of them. And Lord, we loose the Spirit of God to begin to minister. Unstop their ears, God, that they can hear clearly what Holy Spirit is saying. In the name of Jesus. Say, give him some thanks now. Give him some thanks now. Come on, give him some thanks now. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Amen. Let him share this with you. Now listen, don't wait for the filling. Get in the word of God and begin to search the scriptures, amen, and begin to find that promise that God has said is yours. In whatever situation you're in, begin to read the word of God and search that word out and begin to read that word and meditate on that word. And how many know God is faithful? He's not a man that he will lie. And I'm telling you, pray and read the word of God and meditate. Pray, read the word of God, and meditate. Make it a priority. What do I mean by that? Set a time and say, this time is set aside for me and the Lord. And meet that destination and let the Holy Spirit begin to minister to you. Because you know what? He wants you victorious. He don't want you sad and all downcast. You know why? Because it's a reflection of him. He's your daddy now. And daddy wants you well and healthy. Amen? So pour it all on him. Get in his lap if you have to and say, God, all this is good. Just let him know. You know why? Because he cares for you. He loves you. You're the apple of his eye. I'm telling you, you are. Don't listen to the lie of the devil. You are precious in the sight of God. Yes, you are. You know, what's your name? Anne-Marie. Yes, that's your name. You're precious in the sight of God. He loves you with an everlasting love. He wants you to be joyful. And the enemy is saying, nah, yeah. Don't listen to him. He's just a liar. Amen. The devil, not God. Okay. Amen. Is that all things said? Yep, we're getting ready to go eat now, y'all. Down the hill. Y'all said, well, when you gonna dismiss us? Oh, okay, y'all ready for me to dismiss you. Okay, Father, we love you. We praise you for our church family, Lord. And God, as we go and fellowship around the natural food, Father, God, we partook of your spiritual bread, and God, we feed upon you. But Lord, we know that you created these bodies, and they have to have food, Lord. And God, we pray that you bless the food, bless the ones that have been down there preparing it for us, Lord. And God, as we go, let's be thankful, and let's just tell them, thank you for preparing this food, that we can come and sit down and partake of it. Lord, thank you for everyone that brought food today. We pray your blessings upon them. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Father's Vineyard podcast. If you'd like more information about Father's Vineyard, please visit us 24/7 at www.fathersvineyard.org, or you can call the office at 828-287-2868. Thanks again.